God gave us an intercessor, January 6. He is a living God. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. God's appointments and grants in our behalf are without limit. The throne of grace is itself the highest attraction, because occupied by one who permits us to call him Father. But God did not deem the principle of salvation complete while invested only with his own love. By his appointment he has placed at his altar an advocate clothed with our nature. As our intercessor, his office work is to introduce us to God as his sons and daughters. Christ intercedes in behalf of those who have received him. To them he gives power, by virtue of his own merits, to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. And the Father demonstrates his infinite love for Christ, who paid our ransom with his blood, by receiving and welcoming Christ's friends as his friends. He is satisfied with the atonement made. He is glorified by the incarnation, the life, death, and mediation of his Son. No sooner does the child of God approach the mercy seat than he becomes the client of the great advocate. At his first utterance of penitence and appeal for pardon, Christ espouses his case, and makes it his own, presenting the supplication before the Father as his own request. As Christ intercedes in our behalf, the Father lays open all the treasures of his grace for our appropriation, to be enjoyed and to be communicated to others. God desires his obedient children to claim his blessing, and to come before him with praise and thanksgiving. God is the fountain of life and power.